Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. I did a crisis triage with a friend lately, and I asked him, what are the major issues requiring, in his mind, immediate divine intervention? Well, the first he named was the effort to replace cash with a digital currency, stripping away our personal privacy, surrendering our autonomy and freedom, and taking away any meaningful control over our lives. The second he named was a plan to replace humanity with transhuman Borg-like hybrid man-machines, a scheme to be facilitated by biologic warfare, using gain of function to create pathogens that attack the population through infection, and that followed by microtechnology disguised as vaccines to attack the population by injection. And the third he mentioned was the effort to replace our national sovereignty with a World Health Organization takeover of emergency health care response, allowing the World Health Organization to declare an emergency, empowering them to force a shutdown on any nation at their discretion. And then four, the stolen power of the people's consent by replacing our elections with the system of selections. Now, folks, I intend to prepare a brain massage for each of these because I do believe these zero in on key issues facing our children's future and our own. I mean, these things are scheduled to occur in our lifetime. Of course, as you know, I would put the stolen election issue as the number one priority, and I think he agrees with me. That's our major concern, even though these others certainly seem to be more ominous. But the fact is, until we restore government by the consent of the governed, well, we can't do anything about the other issues. As long as our representatives are selected, well, they don't work for us. They're not accountable to us. We don't have any influence over them. And until they work for us again, well, they can do whatever they want to. They can govern against the will of the people. So today, let's talk about the critical importance of leadership, underscoring the importance of elections. Let's talk about that antichrist devil trying to chase you down with a needle. And let's take another closer look at Asbury, because we desperately need revival. And so we need to know what genuine revival will look like. Well, I hope we can cover all of this. If not, I'll pick up whatever I can't cover in my Saturday Comfort and Counsel visit. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I offer a live stream podcast called Comforting Counsel for the Present Distress, and it airs on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. You can always catch a repeat or a replay. I try to start somewhere around 8 p.m., and I send out notifications for those interested. You can go to our website, brainmassage.net, and subscribe. If you will, it's free. If you subscribe, then not only will you automatically get the Brain Massage Show posted to your inbox when I post it on Friday nights, but you'll also get a notification inviting you to join us for our live stream. Now, if you don't want that, you can just put that in your note, okay? My time going on varies depending on how my day plays out. Thursday night, we talked about the critical role of leadership, and I pointed out that America is not so bad as it is badly led. The current leadership in the White House, including DOJ, FBI, CIA, DHS, and much of our Congress, judiciary, and in much of our bureaucracy, especially in science and technology, we have lately felt it particularly from the government medical establishment, but don't ignore the attacks on our inalienable rights coming from the EPA. Most academic institutions, our social and legacy media, the entertainment industry, it seems overwhelming, but there's an answer to all this. Anyway, all these institutions are completely out of sync with the majority of the American people, and that's the point. Friend, only about, 3 to 10% of the American people outside these power circles are comfortable with what these morons are doing with this country. Now, those along with the brain masseur know I never engage in gratuitous derogation. That is mere name-calling. I'm using the word moron in its technical biblical sense. That means foolish, where it identifies a moral, not a medical condition. But like medical morons, biblical morons suffer retardation in mental development. Well, you know, like that juror foreperson in Georgia that's leading a jury on a fact-finding investigation into allegations of efforts to overturn the fraudulent 2020 selection, who styles herself a witch, by the way. No, really, a witch, and looks the part, actually. She would be well cast as the Wicked Witch in a remake of the Wizard of Oz, and I'm actually just making an honest observation. It's disgusting to watch her giggle as she cackles at hints of a Trump indictment. She looks like a 20 to 30-something, but acts like an 8 to 12-year-old. I mean, really. And again, that's an honest and objective evaluation, assessment. I'm being serious here. Now, don't quit laughing. I'm being serious here. She's a moron. But maybe you prefer I use Bugs Bunny. You know, it's cute when the bunny says it, right? Or when the rabbit says it. Yeah. Hey, Foreman Cole is cast perfectly for her role in this curiously twisted witch hunt. Huh. I guess the devil really did go down to Georgia. Yeah. But seriously, folks, leaders of juries, of courts, of political institutions, of churches, cities, states, and nations, you've got to take this seriously. Leaders influence the direction of the group they lead, and direction determines its destination. We are led by a gaggle of honking and hissing maroons. Watching our government is like watching the Capitol segment of Hunger Games, or some medieval stage satire on court, complete with the jesters and a naked king. Buffoons and clowns. Biden's nuclear official. I forget his title right now, official title, or what it was anyway, he's no longer there. Can anyone take this, whatever it is, seriously? I mean, really, I'm talking about Sam Brenton, the non-binary sicko freak. Now look, if I have to stop and provide commentary on my carefully deployed and carefully selected rhetoric to express my point of view, with as much accuracy as it's possible for me to convey, well, I'm not going to get anything else done. You just got to trust me. I don't use terms to demean. I use them, however, when they aptly describe, and only if they describe accurately. The guy's a sicko. The term identifying someone that is emotionally disturbed. Can anyone say he's not? I mean, there's no other description more fitting for a man that dresses like a woman. Let's get started there. Complete with red lipstick plastered all over his otherwise manly visage, a little facial hair and all, who has a fetish for stolen women's clothing. How weird is that? And he's so stupid, and stupid in other words, but that word comes from stupid, mesmerized, internally distracted by his prurient obsessions, so that he does not really think clearly. He does stupid stuff. You know, like wear his stolen garments, pilfered from an airport carousel, that are fashions created by a designer so unique and identifiable. She watched in horror as this idiot, this idiot, and remember class, not mean-spirited, accurately descriptive. I'm serious. Parades himself in public wearing his stolen property in full view of public cameras. Sin makes you stupid. And it's one of the blessings from our Creator. Only to enjoy the benefit, you have to be smart enough to know how stupid sin makes you, and so avoid the sin that makes you stupid. Anyway, there are consequences for putting maroons into positions of power over us. Consequences like, we're headed to World War III, folks. Consequences like committing an act of international terrorism against a sovereign state, blowing up their oil pipeline in a state-sponsored act of terrorism. Like good night. The list really is just too long. Like letting an enemy float its balloon, surveillance balloon, across the whole country, and then after that, to make a show of being a real man, he starts blowing up, weather balloons and other metallic floating things. Now, here's the point. First, the mystery of why the deep state America Last crowd pushed Biden across the finish line into the Oval Office, risking total exposure of their entire election-stealing machinery. Yeah, remember Biden said, we've got the most sophisticated election-stealing machine ever. He said that. Anyway, it's because he's corrupt. And you can control a corrupt guy. And he's corrupt by his own tacit admission, by the way. I've heard him say it. And he's corrupted into the control of Putin and Xi and Zelensky and the mullahs of Iran. Look, our country is controlled by blackmail held over Hunter and the big guy. Because it's much easier to control a morally bankrupt moron, don't forget your Bible lesson earlier, than it is to control a man of character and honor, who gives and keeps his word and who is not centered on himself, which is why they hated Trump. But he has respect for God and love for his country, and that keeps him free from the snares of covetousness. Friend, you understand, they could have put literally anyone into office in that election. They could have selected the guy in your neighborhood that dresses up in a chicken outfit, flips a sign around, drumming up business for the local chicken soup restaurant, you know? But that guy would be likely a man of character and would never do the things they want him to do. So they picked a tried and proven traitor. They picked a tried and proven unfaithful man. They picked Biden. And here's something else. Biden looks like the America they want to portray. Biden is the deep state metaphor for America, the mascot for America. At least that's how they want the world to see us. But Biden is not America. He is the most un-American president we have ever had. He is even more un-American than Obama was. And friend, that's saying something. Now, friend, get this. Leaders matter, even if they are buffoons, morons, stupid, idiotic, bumbling, stumbling, stammering, shuffling about like he just loaded his pants. It matters. Beyond portraying America in this humiliating way, as if America is a nation of buffoons, morons, stupid, idiotic, bumbling, stumbling, stammering, incontinent, decrepit, old, never mind the expression, inept and incapable, literally inviting a strong nation to come and conquer, some strong bully nation to come and conquer this decaying, old, and weak nation, hardly breathing on life support. That's what Biden portrays, but that is not America. And the fact is, the roaring lions God warned us about that circle us on land and the sharks that circle us in the sea, they know this. They know, down deep in their hearts, they know they can't make their move because they know this is a grand facade. They are patiently waiting, hoping that finally the majority, the vast majority of Americans will bite, will actually believe it about themselves and cave in to this lie. Or as Russia's Brezhnev said, under his raised, dark, and bushy brows, and I listened to him say it, America will fall into our hands like overripe fruit. My dear friends, it's been their plan all along, but America knows better. We know these clowns have hijacked our government and that they are not us. And we're waiting for them to be cut from the vine as fruitless branches and bundled up for burning to face the judgment of Almighty God at the hands of the righteous man. Now, that is to borrow and adapt a few biblical analogies. And I'll have to take a short break here. When I get back, we'll continue examining the issue of why leadership matters, the difference it makes, who we put in power. Hold on. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War, why Christians should rule the world. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the king and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Leadership matters because leadership controls or sets the direction in which power is deployed. Leadership sets the direction of a country, and direction determines destination. Current leadership does not have the support of the American people. A recent Rasmussen poll makes that very clear, and I mentioned it earlier. Biden and his administration are leading against the will of the people and against the interests of America. His administration does not look like America. It looks like some freak show in a circus act. Only the maroons, the imbeciles, buy into that nonsense about men having a menstrual cycle and getting pregnant, or that it's okay for a man to call himself a woman and impose himself into female sports and then stand naked in their locker rooms. Biden has defiled the American dream of liberty and justice for all. He has sullied with mockery the dream of Martin Luther King, a world where men are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He has desecrated the great call of statesmen like John F. Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Biden's model seems to be the model of covetousness. Ask not what Biden can do for you. I'll go visit Ukraine. Let Trump visit Ohio. Just shut up and let me do whatever I want as long as it lines my pockets. That's not America. America still cherishes and nourishes the dreams of our fathers. Not the communist fathers of Barack, but the freedom-loving fathers of America, including the dream of a nation governed of, by, and for the people. Revival of American freedom can only come when we return to the God who is its author. No pretentious return to God with worldly sorrow will do. Worldly sorrow, as it's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 7, grieves the loss of worldly pleasures. It bemoans the loss of worldly goods and ease. It's godly sorrow we need. Sorrow toward God. Sorrow for the sin that grieves Him. Ashamed of our departure from His word. No revival, friend, without a return to the God of our fathers. And no return that does not include a return to the Bible as the highest authority instructing our conscience. And no return to the Bible without acknowledging we have sinned against God's precepts that are written there. No revival adapts God's words to accommodate a rebellious culture. Rebellious culture must break in humble repentance and turn back to a biblically ordered life and culture. Our Creator said, God is the head of Christ, Christ the head of man, and man the head of the woman. What is required is a return to masculine leadership in America. They have attacked masculinity in this country, really through the entire West. Men must shake off the lies and stir themselves to stand up for the women and the children and be the protectors and defenders and providers God designed them to be. They talk of toxic masculinity. Will not someone write the book exposing poisonous femininity? A poison that in men diminishes manly capacity, manly ambition, blunts manly power, dulls manly instincts to throw himself into the path of every danger addressing his family, his neighbors, his country. God, give us men. Men under Christ the King. God, the head of Christ. Christ, the head of man. Man, the head of woman. You must understand the unraveling of this divinely appointed societal order has brought us to where we are today. This introduction of confusion in these roles broke the strength of truth to hold up the hedge that protects us from the encroachment of the devil and his devils to swarm our society and work havoc among us, setting us at war with one another. God's men must rise. Take your divinely appointed place and stand for your women, for your children, and for the women and children of our land. No religious movement that promotes the destruction of that divine order will ever bring the revival we need. A worldly sorrow brings only death. It weakens the nation of God and does not strengthen it. A godly sorrow works repentance unto salvation, a repentance that involves a turning of the mind from receiving its instruction from the world to a mind receiving its instruction from God's word. A turning of the mind so true and sincere, it reshapes the thoughts of the heart and moves the penitent child to plead for mercy from our Creator, which art in heaven. And from this comes that fruit of repentance looked for, a reordering of one's life into obedience to God's word, a casting off of the lies of this world, and a yielding to the truth of God's word. Don't talk to me of revival when there is a continued rebellion against the bands and cords of Christ. Don't call revival what does not move one from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that has power to draw tears, but not obedience, power to move one physically only. If it does not move you to break your allegiance to this world and turn in submitted allegiance to God's will, well, don't call it revival. Call it something else. Call it emotional reconfirmation of one's rebellion against the king, but don't call it revival. I'll tell you one thing you can look for in a genuine revival, especially in this current cultural environment. It'll be when men start acting like men again. It's when men step up to the present challenge to lead their families. So long as you are, Adam-like, hearkening to the voice of your wife when she pleads with you to disobey the king, don't tell me you know anything at all about revival. If you're waiting for your wife or children to give you permission to lead your home, don't talk to me about revival. A Deborah can save a nation if the panty-waist barracks won't step up. But the call is always first to the men, to take their place between their families and the rising danger. God looks to leadership. Leadership sets the direction for a family, a city, a state, a nation, and direction determines destination. When God cast off the 10 tribes of Israel, he pointed to their first king, Jeroboam, and he said, "It was for the sins of Jeroboam that this devastation came upon the land." And later, when he let Judah go into the destruction, he appointed for them under the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Well, God pointed directly to the sins of a king named Manasseh as the cause. A leader sets the direction, and the direction determines the destination. We must get deliverance. We must get broke free from these unreasonable and wicked leaders. No matter how much you disagree with them, we got to get rid of them. We must not follow their sins. We must rise up and take again the power of the people, the power, the right of the people, to give their consent to those who govern them. The men of America must stand and demand our representatives serve the interests of Americans first. I remember when Carter attempted to lead us and talk us into a decline and into a malaise, talking about America's glory days are past, telling us we have to adjust our expectations to accept America as a second-rate nation with nothing left but a memory of her glory days. That was disgusting. But I say her greatest days are ahead. I say she has yet to reach the pinnacle of the glory God has ordained for that nation whose God is the Lord. I say she can shake off these leeches and cast off these parasites and rise again to a greater show of God's glory than ever before in all of our history thus far. But we need good leadership. God will honor good and godly leadership. And men, it starts with you. I challenge you to lead your family back to the Bible, back to God. And I warn you, continue in your subjection to a feminized society and be destroyed. or rouse yourself like a godly, gentle, but strong man, a man of steel in velvet, and call your family to rally to King Jesus. You're invited to join us at the Lighthouse, a church where men are men and women are women. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. And God bless you, my dear friends. God bless. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's War, why Christians should rule the world. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, why Christians should rule the world today. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, why Christians should rule the world. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our world.
Ask 100 churchgoers what connects them to their church, and you'll get many different answers. Most, however, would not mention truth as their number one concern. Why? For many, church is about opportunities for socializing or family tradition, and the issue of truth is taken for granted. There's something wrong when a nation boasts 78% of the population is born again, with many of the largest churches in history, and yet we are in a moral freefall, and Christianity is increasingly held in contempt. Think about it. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.